Tomorrow marks the Feast of the Immaculate Conception. Traditionally, on the 8th of December, Pope Benedict travels to Piazza di Spagna in the heart of Rome to lay a floral tribute at the feet of a pillar bearing a statue of the Immaculate, which has watched over the city for 150 years. On the eve of this celebration, Benedictine Abbot Timothy Wright offers this reflection.
On the 8th of December, we celebrate the solemnity of the Immaculate Conception, a most remarkable and wonderful feast for all of us, partly because it relates to her birth, Mary's birth, 9 months later, which we keep therefore on the 8th of September. This particular person, Mary, was born, conceived, without original sin, that inherited weakness which afflicts the whole of the human race. Without that inherited weakness, what does that mean when you're focusing on the moment of conception in a womb at a particular moment in human history, in a country far away from Italy or from Britain or from America or from India, from Australia, from Japan? What it means is that the focus of God's attention on that conception was to prepare that woman to bear a son, a child, who would transform everything.
You're listening to Vatican Radio.